Hey car guys, and welcome to season 2. We're super excited to be back, and we hope you'll love the episodes we'll be dropping. Today's episode is about the history of the legendary Nissan Z-Line. You may be familiar with the popular favorites like the 370Z or even the upcoming 400Z, but how good is your knowledge about previous generations? After this episode, I think it's safe to say you'll be an expert on the Z-Line. The history of the Z-Line dates back to the 60s, with the release of the 240Z, fed by a 2.4-liter single overhead cam 12-valve straight-six that made 151 horsepower that was fed into a 4-speed manual transmission and into the rear wheels. This was the first time Nissan experimented with a high-power 2-seater, and the 240Z coined the long nose and rear hatch style that's still in use today. The 240Z was a huge hit, with around 150,000 units sold over 4 years. In 1971, 3 240Zs were entered to the East African Safari Rally, and despite never being tested at rally, stole first and second places. The Tokyo Municipal Police Department even used these early Zs as pursuit vehicles. In 1974, the 240Z turned into the 260Z with a bump in displacement up to 2.6 liters, but output power decreased to 139 horsepower due to emissions control. The weight of the 260Z jumped to 2,580 pounds from its predecessor's 2,330 pounds. With the 260Z came a new 2+2 model that stretched the wheelbase by almost 12 inches. 1975 brought another increment of the Z, making the 280Z. The 280Z brought another jump in displacement for the straight 6 to 2.8 liters along with some Bosch injection to bring this machine up to 149 horsepower. 1977 introduced a 5-speed manual transmission to the 280Z, and sales were skyrocketing, with over 70,000 units leaving factories in 1977 alone. In 1979, Nissan was peer-pressured into making a personal luxury vehicle, like the Monte Carlos and Cordobas of the time, and birthed the 280ZX, a digital display-wielding, velour upholstery housing, sporty machine with marshmallow suspension. The extra weight and weaker engine brought the 280ZX down to 135 horsepower, taking over 11 seconds to reach 60 miles per hour. In 1981, Nissan took the world by storm with the birth of the 280ZX Turbo. The addition of a Garrett turbocharger sporting 7.3 psi of boost shot the horsepower number up to 180. The 280ZX Turbo was initially only available as a 2-seater with a 5-speed manual transmission, and it hit 60 miles per hour in just over 7 seconds. 1982 brought the awaited 2+2 model 280ZX Turbo, but fans across the world were heartbroken to find out it only came with a 3-speed automatic transmission. In 1984, Nissan unveiled the first-gen 300ZX with an all-new single-overhead cam 3-liter V6 pushing a whopping 200 horsepower after turbocharging. The 300ZX featured a more boxy design and a refined chassis. The 300ZX takes on the 0-60 challenge with a time of 7.3 seconds. The 300ZX would continue on with minimal changes until 1990. The 1990 refresh of the 300ZX, dubbed the Z32, was nothing short of revolutionary. The Z32 came with a modernized look, with more curves and less sharp angles, and did away with pop-up headlights. It had a very refined suspension system and even had all-wheel steering capabilities. It also came with a new monster under the hood, in the form of a 3-liter V6 with dual overhead cams and 4 valves per cylinder, rated at 222 horsepower. The twin-turbo version of the 300ZX pushed 300 horsepower. The naturally aspirated version did 0-60 in 6.7 seconds, and the twin-turbo version did it in just 5 seconds. At the time, these numbers were absolutely mind-boggling for a mass-produced Nissan sports car, or any sports car. The big numbers trend unfortunately carries through the weight, with the twin-turbo version weighing in at 3,570 pounds. The 2+2 model of the Z32 came shortly after with a 101-inch wheelbase, but couldn't be had with the factory turbos, and 2 years later, a convertible model was added to the lineup, the same lineup that came to an unfortunate end in 1996. Nissan fans rejoiced when, after 7 years of radio silence, the all-new 350Z was unveiled with the VQ Series 3.5-liter V6, with 24 valves, twin cam heads, variable valve timing, and a 10.3-to-1 compression ratio. The VQ35DE pushed 287 horsepower. Transmission options were limited to a 6-speed manual or 5-speed automatic. The new Z hit 60 miles per hour in just 5.4 seconds. but what really surprised people was how balanced the car was, with 53% of the 3,322 pounds of the car above the front wheels. The car never came in a 2+2 model like its ancestors, but it did come in a convertible model. The car stayed mostly the same until 2007, when the Z33 got a new VQ35HR dropped into it, pushing 306 horsepower. 2007 also brought the first ever Nismo car from Nissan, with the only changes coming in downforce and wheel size. 2008 saw the end of the Z33 lineup. In 2009 came the release of the all-new 370Z, with a new VQ that displaced 3.7 liters and pushed the car to 330 horsepower. The 370Z saw a massive weight reduction compared to its older brother as a result of aluminum finding its way into many of the different body panels. The transmission also got some changes, with the two options now being a 6-speed manual with automatic rev matching or a 7-speed automatic. The year after brought the convertible version of the 370Z to the streets. In 2013, Nissan did a minor refresh to bring the car back up to par with the modern car scene. Fans around the world, including myself, were heartbroken to see the car get cancelled in 2021. In 2021, the next generation Z Proto was unveiled, with the promise that the design is close to final. Nissan says the next Z, which will more than likely be named the 400Z, will be powered by a 3-liter twin-turbo V6 and come with a 6-speed manual transmission or an unknown automatic option. That brings us to the present. As of now, we still await details of the 400Z. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, drop a follow so you don't miss future episodes. Season 2 has got a lot in store, and you don't want to miss out. Check out our socials and our YouTube channel. All links can be found on our website at anchor.fm/carguys. See you next time.